Highland Radio Sport, live from the Dubai Duty Free Irish Open in Ballyliffin, with Connolly's Mercedes-Benz Sligo, your authorised Mercedes-Benz dealer for the Northwest. Find out more at Connolly'sMercedesBenz.ie.
Just coming up to 6 minutes after eight, we're going back live to Ballyliffin. Oisin Kelly, good morning.
Yeah, thanks, Lee. Good morning once again. Well, the Dubai Duty Free Irish Open second round is underway. The early starters are out on the course on day two. Ulsterman Cormac Sharvin was the first on the course, making a par in the opening hole to remain one over par. The Ulsterman is 6 shots back off the leader, Ryan Fox of New Zealand, who's at 5 under. Rory McIlroy and Shane Lowry both go out inside the next 30 minutes or so. McIlroy is due to start at 20 past 8. He's at 2 under. Lowry is back at level par. Patrick Harrington is, of course, the best of the Irish challengers, resuming from 4 under after a very good opening day, and he will tee off at around 1:30 this afternoon. We've been closely following Rory McGee and Paul McGinley due to their very strong Donegal connections. Rory McGee is looking to continue his good form from level par, and Paul McGinley's in with a shout of making it through, of course, to the weekend as well. If he can have another steady run today, he sits at a plus one. Defending champion John Rahm has a bit of work to do. He lost it on the 18th and the 1st yesterday with double bogeys on consecutive holes to sit at plus two, and he'll be looking to make some sort of impact when he heads out from 120 today. And Darren Clark also with a bit of work to do. We've seen Darren spend a lot of time on the practice and the driving range over the last couple of days. He sits at plus three. But as we did yesterday morning for the first round, for the second round after it, we're going to speak to the general manager of Ballyliffin Golf Club, and that is John Farn. John, a very good morning once again.
Good morning, Archie.
The roads are all open. They're all leading the way to Ballyliffin, and thankfully there's no hold-ups this morning. We're expecting big spectator numbers once again today, because the response from the visitors and the communities and those that have come out to watch the golf has been stunning. Huge crowds for the Pro-Am, but yesterday, John, around, 14,000 here, which was amazing for the first round.
Yeah, about 13,700, I think, was the count yesterday. Yep. We're delighted with the numbers, delighted with the support from the local community. A great sense of occasion yesterday, the first day of the event, and the weather behaved. It warmed up nicely in the afternoon, and the golf warmed up as well. Yeah. With a fantastic finish there from Lee Westwood, putting him right up near the top of the leaderboard. And the Irish guy's doing very well. Rory, if he gets his putter heatened up a bit today, should be a great day.
Yeah, should be a good day. Listen, when it was announced and when it started to filter out that the Irish Open was going to come to Ballyliffin, some had suggested that this was going to be a risk, possibly, that the European Tour was going to take to bring it here so far north and to Donegal. But it's a risk that has very, very much paid off, given by the reaction of the officials here this weekend, Joe.
Oh, they're absolutely overwhelmed by the positivity in the area, by the reaction at the gate. Obviously, the spectator numbers is one of the main criteria that they measure our success on. But by the whole level of cooperation from Donegal County Council, Derry Strabane Council, from the club, from the village, from the, you know, the whole peninsula of Inishowen, everybody has stepped up and done their bit. Any questions that were asked or any favours that were sought were delivered upon, and really the tour couldn't be more delighted with this year's Dubai Duty Free Irish Open. The course is in spectacular condition. The players' reaction and the feedback we're getting from the players has been stunning. Yeah. We're overwhelmed by some of the comments. John Rahm is going to bring us the Ryder Cup in a few years.
Yeah. But even the commentators on the big stations, the likes of Sky, some of the tweets you showed me one a short time ago, some of the tweets and the social media presence over the last couple of days and what they've said about Donegal, and in particular this amazing course here in Ballyliffin, Joe.
Yeah, listen, it was kind of emotional, to be honest with you, Oisin, watching the television yesterday. The pictures are stunning. There's actually an Irish guy who oversees the production broadcast, Mike Crowe from Galway, and I was down to see him yesterday early afternoon, and brought up shots live, telling the commentators what to say about Sleeve League, about Mallon Head. You know, it's incredible what these guys are showing the world. Apparently now it's not 500 million homes worldwide we're going into, it's 600 million. But that quality of footage that went out yesterday, the place looking stunning, the aircraft overhead with the camera beaming live pictures into the TV feed, it's just an incredible show. And they're absolutely delighted with what's been delivered here.
Yeah, let's talk about the golf. Has any changes to the course today? Is it much the same as yesterday? The weather, of course, played a factor on how to play it in the morning compared to the afternoon. Is it going to be very much the same as to what the players tackled yesterday afternoon, John?
Yeah, obviously it's not as damp this morning, so the early players won't have that much of an advantage. It will be firming up again today with the heat coming. The fairways are really running out now. The ball is bouncing a lot more, so the guys with the links knowledge and links experience will have an advantage. And it's good to see some of the Irish guys up in there. As I say, Rory played very well yesterday, tee to green, but unfortunately he couldn't get the ball in the hole. That could change dramatically if he's worked on something overnight, and we're all hoping for that.
What about Harrington? You impressed with Harrington yesterday?
Harrington is a man that impresses you every time you hear him speak. Very interesting character, a very positive man. He was talking in the media on Wednesday about how shocking it was that he was 66-1, and he was basically advising everybody present to get some money on him. He lived up to expectations yesterday and made his way around the course with an excellent score. And he'll be right in there. He'll be fighting for this one because, as I've said so often, this is the Irish guy's fifth major, and it's a big deal for these Irish guys to get their name on the Irish Open.
It's a big deal for a young man in his mid-20s, Rory McGee, who's level par, looking to make it through today and get into Saturday and Sunday. He has a family connection with a man that has a lot to do with the course, and that's Martin McGee, Cranford Stone, because his son is in the bunkers, and Martin is a cousin of Rory. How are the players, how are the top brass finding the bunkers around here in the Glacier?
Oh, they're absolutely overwhelmed with the quality of the sand now. Martin has been fantastic. We have been looking for new bunker sand for a couple of years now, and we've been trying various different grades, and it's difficult to get it absolutely right. We are an exposed site, and we need a certain grain of sand to maintain the sand in the bunkers, and Martin came, listened to our difficulties, and came back with a product that is absolutely stunning, and I have no doubt it will be in demand all over the country because it's such a quality. He's kiln drying in the sand, delivering it in 30 ton lorry loads, and it's just a pleasure that a local man has come up with this fantastic idea and has delivered a quality product that the world can now see in those bunkers, because it is a bright white sand, but it looks fantastic on television.
Listen, we could talk here about all these different local stories and people that have contributed here, and it all adds up, John, to making this the spectacular event what it has turned out to be, so it has, which is fantastic.
Listening to Ewan Murray, the Sky Sports commentator yesterday, it was incredible the type of feedback we're getting. If there's a golf course in heaven, I suspect Ballyliffin Links is the prototype. It's not every day you hear that broadcast on Sky Sports, and that type of profiling and exposure is just manna from heaven. But it's not all about the golf either. These pictures are going to bring people with no interest in golf at all, because it's just so fantastic looking on television. Visitors, I know, are going to be coming from all over the world as a result of these pictures.
Yeah, they certainly are. Listen, John, we'll catch up again later on, so we will, but many thanks for coming down to meet us here in the Media Centre, and the best of luck with day two. It's all set to be another good one.
Thanks very much, Anthony.
There you go, John Farron, General Manager of Ballydiffin Golf Club, joining us here live this morning in the Media Centre as the day two action, the second round action, gets up and running at the Dubai Duty Free Irish Open, and we will, of course, be following the action throughout the course of the day.